Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Thirty-nine here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 56 degrees on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
You're listening to us on FM 100.1, watching us on CN2 on Caporium Cable Channel 102. You're also watching us on the Facebook page of WRHI and the Facebook page of CN2. And then, of course, you're listening to us on the free WRHI app, as well as the free WRH, or that is free. I already said the app, right?
Yeah, I think you're good. I think you've got them all. I think you're good. This is still a work in progress, but there's no excuses because now you can find us, listen to us, see us on all the platforms.
Pardon our dust. We're still under construction a little bit.
We're trying to work it all out.
Just want to make sure you've got every avenue to watch and see us, which you certainly can and should, because we have had so many great newsmakers in our studio, and we've got another great opportunity. This is one of our favorite organizations here in our backyard. It's the All On Board, York County All On Board, and they have their annual talent show this Friday, March the 8th. Please welcome Ashley Watts, who's the executive director of York County All On Board, and Ashley has brought her intern with us, Mari Presley, who is an intern from Winthrop, who's interning at All On Board. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we'll get to Mari in a minute because Ashley said she is remarkable.
Best intern ever.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Now, I've had some good ones.
You have had some good ones. And we were interns too at one point in our life, Mari.
We were.
So that is high praise because yes. Not all interns can get that crown.
That's
I can
right.
tell you that. There are some that when their time is up, we could say thank you, goodbye.
Yeah. Nice knowing you. Yeah.
But All On Board's all about young people, right? Mm-hmm. Ashley, making sure our young people have healthy alternatives when it comes to decision making. And I don't want to steal any more of your thunder, but tell us more of the mission about York County All On Board, where it came from, what is the goal here, and how events like this talent show continues to spread your message.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, I am so excited about our talent show. Best night of our year by far. We have students from all four school districts come to perform. And the great thing about it is they're able to take a healthy risk. So these are students who are going on a stage with, we may have 300 people out there, and they are using their talent in a safe, supportive environment. You know what that does? It builds resilience, it builds confidence, and it builds leaders for tomorrow. Those are the students who are going to make good choices in the future, those who feel supported and have had a chance to. We don't want to, if a child's a risk taker, you can kind of see that as negative, but I see that as a positive. You got a young entrepreneur there. You got somebody who's willing to dig deep and really show their talents, and this talent show is the opportunity to do it because we celebrate them. I mean, it's red carpet. We have swag bags that are full of fun things. We have stickers with All On Board and water bottles and fun stuff, and we just cheer. The crowd cheers just from the moment they come out until the end for every act. It's middle and high schoolers, all four school districts, lots of different things. It's free. And if you're looking for a way to take your family out on Friday night at 7 p.m. Elevation Riverwalk, and you want to do something free and fun, you will leave encouraged. I was kidding with Mari. There's a money-back guarantee. Ha ha. You will leave feeling encouraged, supported. Judge Guyton, our family court judge, is always a judge. He says, best night. It encourages him about our youth. We have Chief Harris from Catawba Nation is going to be a judge. We have Jennifer Thorsell from Girls on the Run is going to invite all the girls from Girls on the Run. So we've done it. Betsy O'Brien from NAMI. We have so many people from the community who are like, yes, let me be a judge, because they love this night. They leave encouraged, and you will just have a renewed faith in the young people. And Mari has been so great helping me get everything together. It's a lot of work behind the scenes. So I'm the only paid person for All On Board, but we have 150 volunteers there. We have so many volunteers, 30 students volunteering, 15 acts with 20 students, a band, a violinist. But Mari's been interviewing them through Zoom and getting their fun facts. So I wanted her to share a couple of fun facts for these talented kids to kind of get you excited about the event.
Okay, Mari, take it away, my friend.
Yes. So I've been meeting with students via Zoom, also over phone call, just to check in before the show. And some things that I've asked just to get some fun facts for our MCs to announce before they come out on stage. One student told me that she is actually a cartoonist. And so she draws TV characters and celebrities. We have one horseback rider. We also have another student who started the poetry club at her school. It's called the Athleta Poetry Club. And then we also have an archer.
Wow.
Someone that will do archery?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not at this show.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you need to wear something protective?
I love it. That's great. Yeah.
Only if you're bad. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, what are the acts that they're going to be doing? Like, is it everything from singing or playing the guitar or dance? Like, what can people look forward to?
So we have a hip-hop dancer. We also have a violinist. I think we have about 3 piano players. We have an electric guitarist, a poet, that student I was talking about who started the poetry club at her school. She's the poet. What else do we have?
We
have some duets, 2 duets. And, yeah, I think that sums it up. There might be.
So it's a definite wide variety. I mean, it's not where you're just going to hear singers. I mean, it's going to be a very well-rounded show, it sounds like. What we like.
A variety show.
That's right.
But for starring young people. Yeah. To Ashley's point, we want to encourage them to take a healthy risk. Because I assume, Ashley, you hope that they can build on this, that when they are faced in a position, whether it's peer pressure to take a drug, drink, I mean, anything that will face young people now, You hope that they will remember back when they took the stage and say, you know what, I had the confidence to do that, and I have the confidence now to say no or just walk away from the situation?
Absolutely. I'm hoping to create a core memory where they took a risk that was maybe scary, because it is scary to get on a stage. I'm scared to talk on a stage. I'm glad you're the MC, Lucas, and you and Alex Greenwald get to be on stage more, because they always make me talk at the beginning, and I'm like, oh, these kids are so brave. But it kind of hits them. You know, they have to have some bravery there. So I hope that so they're doing that on the stage, they're sharing their talent, we're going to explode with praise. And whether they win the $300 first prize or the family pass, and we also have an audience choice award where we do live voting. So whatever they win, they're going to walk away from that knowing, you know what, I'm worth something. I have a self-esteem. I have a skill. I have something to give. And when you nurture that in a child's heart, it's something they remember. And I really believe that helps them making decisions later on.
Right. And I think it gives them the confidence to be able to do that. So, you know, if they're in a situation where, hey, my friend is drinking and I should not get in the car with them, it gives them the confidence. Hey, I got up in front of 500 people and played my violin. I can look at my one friend and say, this is not a good idea. I'm calling my mom.
Absolutely.
We might be in trouble tomorrow, but we're not going to be in trouble tonight.
I love that.
Yes. Ashley, this is a fantastic platform for these young people. And that's what, of course, All On Board is all about. It's the 5th annual student talent show at Elevation Riverwalk there, the church location in Riverwalk. It's Friday, March the 8th, 7 p.m. There is prizes available. First prize will get $300, second $200, third $100. But the money is great, and they certainly will spend it and use it wisely. But to Ashley's point, it's about the confidence that we're instilling in these young people at a point where they're confident in the areas of their lives that I always say they don't need to be confident in, and the areas that we want them to be confident in, they're not confident in. So we're trying to flip that around, which is such a fun night. And I know you mentioned myself and Alex Greenwald will be out there emceeing it. I did this a couple years ago and just was blown away. To your point, it's how supportive everyone is, which is great. Competition is healthy and all aspects of our life, but in an event like this, you just want to lift people up the best that you can, for sure.
Yeah, one year during rehearsal, we had a child who got up there and kind of got stage fright. He couldn't, and all of a sudden, all the students, it was just the students in there who were waiting to rehearse, they just start pumping her up and just giving her so much encouragement. She was a little middle schooler, and she belted out the best song. She actually came in third that year. So it was just a story where inside my heart was just like, I left that night. It was a lot of work. I was tired. And I was like, it was the best tired I've ever felt.
And that it came from her peers is even more empowering.
I mean, they were competing against her, but they were like, and then I laughed because when she came downstairs, one of the girls was like, never mind, I'm not performing.
No one wants to go after that.
Right.
But she was this tiny little thing, and she had this huge voice, but she just wasn't very confident. But the fact that they just got in there and cheered for her and were like, you got this. They started clapping. It's so fun. It's just a life lesson for all of us. Try new things. Get scared and terrified. You know what? It can end up in a good place. You can, you know, it builds confidence.
The fact that the young people are learning this now, it sometimes takes us as adults to learn that message.
Take a risk.
For sure.
Yeah, take a healthy risk.
We'll see a lot of Ashley Watts and the All On Board folks. They are such an integral part of our prom pledge that will get kicked off here, a couple of weeks.
Mari's going to do the video. Mari and my other, Sydney Biggers is my other intern from Catawba Ridge. They're going to work on the video that we're going to present. So all the students and all the high schools will get to see video clip that they'll do of fun alternatives on prom night. So I'm really impressed. She's great at social media.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, if y'all have a position, y'all need to fill this position. She's graduating. This girl is amazing.
Oh, I love
amazing.
It. I love it. Well, we can't say thank you enough for being such a huge part of our prom pledge. And we are so looking forward to partnering with you all at York County All On Board and going to all of our schools. We become best friends.
It's a life-changing
for the next
experience.
2 months, don't we?
That's right.
But it really is. That is another life-changing experience. But that all ties into this season right now where our young people are celebrating big milestones in their life. We just want to encourage them to take healthy choices. And with the help of York County All On Board, Keystone's another one. You all just give us so much to help our little ones grow and succeed. And we just can't say thank you enough. So thank you.
Well, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Ashley Watts, again, is the executive director for York County All On Board. Mari Presley is an intern and an integral part of a lot of the programs that we're going to start seeing here in the spring season. That student talent show, by the way, Friday, March the 8th at Elevation Riverwalk, 7 o'clock. Be there or be squared. It is 8:50 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 56 degrees.
We continue to get the all clear on our Wednesday morning commute for York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, 70s Road, Highway 5, 21, and 160. Busy but accident-free. Same goes to 77 northbound out of York County to the state line north of the border. Traffic in both directions affected on Park Road between Hillsdale Avenue and Towns Road. Got an accident, Windlock Drive near Rustic Ridge Court, Independence Boulevard at Margaret Wallace Road, and End Haven Lane near Misty Ridge Lane.
The steady rain is out there across the Tri-County already this morning. It's going to be with us for at least the first half of the day, maybe even heavy at times. We'll dry out this afternoon after a straight downpour chance. Temps in the low 60s. We'll be back in the low 70s and sunshine tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Keith Monday from Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
This look at sports brought to you by Panther Heating and Cooling, making it right since 1994.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. Our community is experiencing growth and change. What isn't changing is our dedication and commitment to this community. We're here, deeply rooted and committed since 1994. Visit PantherHVAC.com today, proudly offering Train.
Great Falls native Kelton Telford has been named a Big South Conference first team selection. The Winthrop star averaged 16.2 points per game for the Eagles during the regular season. Winthrop begins conference tournament play on Friday at 2 p.m. versus Longwood. Two Winthrop women's basketball players were named to the all-conference team. Jada Rice and Marissa Gassaway were third-team all-Big South selections. Winthrop's women take on Radford tomorrow night in first-round action. Clemson's basketball team picked up a much-needed ACC home win over Syracuse last night at Little John Coliseum. The Tigers got 25 points from P.J. Hall. After the victory, Clemson improves its record to 21-9 on the year. South Carolina's baseball team got back on the winning track last night by beating the Citadel 7-1 in Columbia. The victory snapped a two-game losing streak for Carolina as they moved to 9-3 on the season. To no one's surprise, the Carolina Panthers placed the franchise tag on edge rusher Brian Burns. The two-time Pro Bowler will have the non-exclusive tag, which means Burns can still receive offers from other teams. However, Carolina has the right to match any offer. If Burns were to sign with another team, the Panthers would receive two first-round draft picks. In addition, the team released tight end Hayden Hurst yesterday. The former South Carolina Gamecock missed most of the year with recurring concussion issues. With your Wednesday sports, I'm Chris Miller.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
I'm not mistaken, that's Katrina and the Waves.
That is.
And sort of a one-hit wonder, but every time that song plays somewhere in the world, Katrina and the Waves, at some point in the year, they'll get $1 million in royalties. Mm. We covered that story several years ago. I don't know if that's the case now, but you're welcome, Katrina and the Waves. You got another million.
I've got a cool fun fact about that. So in show choir in high school back, you know, eons ago. That was a song we took to the big choral festival in Carowinds, and we won.
Really?
Yes. I can still do the choreography. There was like 30 of us. It was an auditioned group.
Did you do it at the Palladium?
Yes.
Gosh.
Well, you had to do it first, and then like you moved on, and then they picked like the top 10. And then you went from there. And then
you won?
That's the first time I performed. I just wanted to stay. This is what I want to do.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
So,
that's
Katrina and the Waves.
Two fun facts now that we need to share every time we play this song. Well, it's 8:55 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 56 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Love fun facts like that. All right. So, today's some birthdays. Tyler, the creator, a rapper. He turns 33.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Harriet Tubman, civil rights leader, celebrating a birthday today. She passed away in 1913.
Wow.
Shaquille O'Neal, basketball player, actor. I think that's some creative liberties there, but he has been in one or two movies. Anyway, he's known more for his basketball career. He's 52.
Okay.
I think he is a gentle giant.
I do too.
I mean, his heart seems like it's always in the right place, mm-hmm. and he seems like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Michelangelo, the painter. Celebrating a birthday today. He passed away in the year 1564.
Wow.
Is he the one that did the lying on his back and did the
chapel?
Chapel,
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, kudos to him on that. Martin Cove, actor, turned 78.
Who was that?
Karate Kid? I think he's a Kreese in Karate Kid, like the instructor of the dojo that's going against Mr. Miyagi.
Gotcha. Okay.
Martin Crowe. I think that's him. He's great. He's a fantastic actor. David Gilmour, lead guitarist of Pink Floyd, turned 78. D.L. Hughley, comedian, turned 61. And Connie Britton.
I like her.
I do too.
She's on Nashville.
Actress. She turns 57.
She's been in a bunch of stuff, but
very
she
was... wide range of acting roles. And today's minor holidays include Dress Day.
Okay.
I guess just wear a dress.
Now, we have a friend of the show that's going to appreciate this one, Oreo Cookie Day.
Who is
Joel
that?
Hamilton.
Oh, Joel loves
Yeah, he loves Oreos.
He's in good shape now. I don't know how many
Marina
Oreos.
Marina and Joel, if y'all are listening, go get you a pack of Oreos today.
He's doing like MMA fighting. Mm. He's Swole Patrol. He's probably not eating Oreos now.
Election night, when he was in here, remember Tyler said he...
Oh, that is right.
They had all the Oreos. He loves Oreos.
It's White Chocolate Cheesecake Day.
Ooh.
Frozen Food Day, I got that taken care of. And Dentist Day, so shout out to all of our dentists.
Yes.
Love our dentists. Manny Kimmel is here for some pontification.
No, I have a quick bulletin.
Please, okay. Yes.
In order to save the economy, the Secretary of Homeland Security will announce next month the Immigration and Customs Enforcement will start deporting seniors instead of illegals in order to lower Social Security and Medicare costs. A major study paid for by the government and your tax dollars concluded that older people are easier to catch, offer less resistance, and most importantly, will not remember how to get back home.
I have to say, I really thought this was like serious. I was like, this is great. Where's this going?
Are they going to start in Washington, D.C. first?
I hope.
Okay, yes. Let's start there and then span out across the country.
I think if they started this, and all they'd have to worry about is 535 members of the District of Columbia. Just get them all out of there. Push them on out.
I do love what your friend also said. Now, you left this out. I started to cry when I thought of you, but then it dawned on me. I'll see you on the bus.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
It is what it is.
I love it. Wow. Well, today is Ashley Lang's anniversary to her wonderful, awesome, amazing husband, Rob.
Yes. Yeah. 20 years.
She'll always
married.
Says, how's Rob?
Oh, listen.
She's a big fan.
She's a huge fan
of her.
When we go to places, how's might Rob? As well, me, you, all three of
all
us
three
don't
of
even
us.
Exist.
We're just, yeah.
We're just living in Sheila and Rob's world. Oh, wow. Well, Sheila, make sure you wish Rob and Ashley a happy anniversary.
So 20th.
20th. That's right. 22 and a half years together, 20 years married.
What were you doing the first 2 years?
We were having a good time in college.
What about you and Sheila? How many years have y'all been married?
50. This month will be 50.
Really?
Yeah.
What day is that so we can celebrate y'all?
March 30th
okay.
is our anniversary, and March 31st is my birthday.
Birthday.
How about that?
Okay.
Mark it down. Don't
duly
forget.
Noted.
We cannot forget
duly
that.
Duly noted.
Yeah.
Okay. And no senior jokes either.
That's it. All right. We're out of time here on Palmetto Mornings, but the fun continues all day long right here on WRHI. Follow us on our social media pages, website, as well as CN2, and I'll see you tonight starting at 6:30 for CN2 Now.